This body, as Nagarjuna explained, this body which contains 32 you know, impurities or dirty things. So like the garbage container or like garbage container or the 32 you know, a sack of 32 dirty things, see. So I got that which is natural is impure, say, dirty, see. Then, apprehending, you know, as a pure, clean, so that, then this attachment rises again there, with that thought, you know. It's not dirty, but clean, pure, see. Then attachment is open there. So as a Gyabje Kunle Lama Rinpoche, the great Bodhisattva, the Pumbhungsen has two extensive commentaries on Bodhisattva Rinpoche, during Rinpoche's teachings, Bodhisattva commentaries, Rinpoche said, so if this body is clean, then what went inside the body, when it comes out, should be eatable. You know, after you put the food inside the body, what is went inside the body, when it comes out, should be eatable. But when it comes out, it's uneatable, you see. So even come from the mouth, vomit, you see, even come from, not from down below, but even come from, you know, from the mouth, but it's uneatable, you see. It's something to say, to cast or to so whatever comes out from the ears, from the nose, from, you know, from any holes of the body, you see, whatever comes out is dirty. So what makes dirty? What makes all this dirty? By this body. So that's what Rinpoche said. So they say, you know, nature is dirty, see. So there. So, you know, food is clean before, see, then, after, when, you know. Unedible, see. So, so it's a superstition, you see, believing clean, you see, pure or clean, however. So, then attach that, then cause samsara. Cause suffering. So the then the Lama Tsongkhapa mentioned in the Lama Chemo, the feelings what this aggregate experiences. So there's violent, say, not peaceful feeling, it's suffering. It's suffering pain, you see. Then the feeling which is kind of a the simbit number chin, satisfied feeling, but recently I mentioned that. more satisfied feeling, simple number 10, so so anyway, more peaceful feeling, I'm sure. that's pleasure, it's called pleasure, you see. But there's a suffering of change. Then there's an indifferent feeling. Indifferent feeling is a sort of pervasive compounding suffering. Lama Tsong was explained. So that's Tsukuna say, which is called feeling of the feeling of I guess, which is the contaminated seed of delusion. So I think that the expression the pervasive suffering, see, pervasive compound suffering, see, the different feeling what is I guess experiences. So however, with this I guess you say this the three types of feeling this this feeling which is rough or say you know not peaceful say so say undesirable say so suffering so even the feeling that which is desirable that feeling that which is desirable so I don't how to put that expression. So it's been number two. So resistance is satisfied feeling, something like that. So however, there's also suffering change. And the indifferent feeling, pervasive compound suffering. So that. So that's you see being under the control of karma, the feeling, even in different feelings, under the control of karma and delusion, you see. That. So however, until one gets liberated from this samsara, free from this, carrying the burden of this, you know, contaminated seed of delusions caused by karma delusions. See? So the constantly one suffer. There's no real happiness. There's no pure happiness. The happiness of one label is happiness. The label happiness that one put is on the feeling which is only suffering. So as I mentioned, so you mentioned that when after hungry, when we eat your first spoon of food, you know, drink, or when we're so thirsty. So that that pleasure, that pleasure, see, is labeled. Another suffering stopped. Another heavier suffering stopped. Another suffering began. Another heavy suffering stopped. Another suffering began. So that feeling, labeled pleasure. So the hungry before, compounded by the action not eating. So it stopped, striving stopped the action. So the hungry, the suffering stopped, the heavy. Then the next one is by doing the action of eating, caused the discomfort. Discomfort, but it's unnoticeable. It's already caused the discomfort from the first action, eating, but it's unnoticeable. So the more one continue eating, then the discomfort gradually become visible. become more noticeable. So then, when it become more noticeable, then become suffering or pain. But when it is unnoticeable, then that feeling is called pleasure. So not a, so so yeah. So otherwise, you see, if there's a real happiness, then, you know, after eating one big plate of food, then there should be incredible bliss, you know, and happiness should be increased. You see, more spoon of food, eat more mouthful of food, the happiness should be increased more after one plate of big plate of food. Should be unbelievable happiness. Then the two plate of food, and there should be more. You see, a second bowl or second plate of rice, and it should be unbelievable. Third, it is more, but it doesn't happen. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't happen. That's not our experience. Our experience is total opposite. So he's on a song, but say, great, who is great like the ancient, you know, pandit like Chandrakirti or like those great pandit, you know, a great scholar, then abbot of the ex abbot of Gautama Shatya in Tibet, the Gautama Monastery Shatya. So the great enlightened being. So in Rinpoche, in Spain, we invited Rinpoche to give, mainly to give Tantra teachings, initiations in the West, so that the students in the West to meet Tantra. There was Lama, Lama, you see, wish there in the West, listen to the for the Lama Tsong teaching, then to meet Tantra teaching, you see. To meet Tantra teaching. So Lama invited his own song, but they say, to give initiation commentaries. Vajrayana Tamanin, so those deities. we invited Rinpoche in Spain, and a pizza, you know, the pizza, that busy place, a pizza. So the course was held near the ocean. So one student, Spanish, made this tent, iron bar. So many pieces were put together, you know, then become a hall, you see. dorm. So they put pieces and become dorm. So anyway, so very close to the ocean. So the break time, the students, it's hot, very hot. So they go to, in break time, the afternoon, after lunch, then they go in the water to swim, see. So anyway, it's hot. So during the teaching, talking about samsara, natural suffering, and, they're inducing the three types of suffering. So we said, if that's pure happiness, is real happiness, when you get in the water, So first feeling so hot and being in the sun, then you go in the water. So if that's real happiness, then longer you stay in the water, then the happiness should increase, I don't remember exactly, but so longer you sit there, then you stay there, the water couldn't be tomorrow, like that. So then there should be unbelievable happiness, unbelievable. So we said that. So how you are, so like that. So because feeling on which we label a pleasure is only suffering feeling, not the suffering stop, not the suffering begin. The second suffering is unnoticeable. So during that time, it's there, but it's smaller unnoticeable. So the label of pleasure. So because of that, then some sort of pleasure. The pleasure to label that. You see, anyway. So because of that. another suffering stop, another suffering begin. That feeling we label pleasure. So that's why the pleasure, some sort of pleasure, doesn't last. Why pleasure doesn't last? Pleasure of sleep, pleasure, food, you know, drink, you see, whatever, music, pleasure, I say, sexual pleasure, whatever, all these pleasures, doesn't last. Why does it last? That. And not only that, why doesn't it increase? It doesn't last. Then it doesn't last. Not only that, it doesn't... It doesn't increase. First of all, it doesn't increase. Doesn't increase. And second, doesn't last. It doesn't even last. So that is... why? Because the feeling on each level, pleasure is only suffering. So like this. So until you are free from samsara, you know, all this, even what's called pleasure, you see, is all suffering. Uh-huh. So that our hallucinant mind, it appears as pleasure to our hallucinant mind, to our attachment, to our hallucinant mind, it appears as pleasure. But with our wisdom, say with wisdom, when you analyze, you realize it's only suffering. So like that. So those who have realization, renunciation of samsara, how samsara is not natural suffering, the arhatas, the, you know, the exalted beings, arya beings, exalted beings, those who have wisdom directly perceiving, all those then they see what we believe is something incredible pleasure, but they see only suffering. Then they see so that so then this I guess say so this I guess is a pervasive compounding suffering. This is a production of a karma and delusion, you see, created by karma and delusion. The root, the ignorance, not knowing the, meaning of selflessness, not knowing the ultimate nature of the I, the aggregates. Not knowing this, ignorant in that, see, while there's no such eye on this aggregates collection of the five form, feeling, cognition, command aggregates, and consciousness, while there's no eye. While there's no real I on this I guess. From above this I guess, while there's no such real I, can't find anywhere, neither on this aggregate, neither on this the form is not that I, feeling is not that I, cognition of the I, the compound the so ideas of form, not that I guess or feeling not the I, I guess, the cognition not the I, the compound I guess not the I guess conscience not the I, even the collection of all the five, not the I, that I could not find there. If you look for, can't find anywhere. So here, from tip of the hairs, from tip of the hairs down to toes, tip from tip of the head down to toes, anywhere you can't find, you can't find at all. So, can't find anywhere. Oh, that is total non-existent, empty. Total non-existent, empty. So while, so say, so that's the reality. While there, so while there's no, while there's no such real I existing from above this, I guess. In Tibetan, tashiteng ne. So. while it's totally empty, while it's totally empty there, that I see. So then there's a projection of the mental fabricated, or there's projection, the real I. In the sense existing from society, projection on this, I guess, projection of I, the real I, in the sense is existing from society, see, existing by nature or inherently, however. So then one allow one's mind, one allow one's mind to hold on this is true. So then so that's what it is. Self grasp of the person, the root of samsara. So that time you create the root of samsara by letting your mind hold on to that is true. Entrusting to that. Like somebody is like somebody who cheats you all the time, but you believe he's your best friend. You know, you trust completely. But actually, what he does is to totally cheat you all the time, deceive you. But you don't realize that, and you trust. So, so this, whether you say, believe, you know. So here, so you let your mind believe onto this. So here, in the three pins apart, Jundin, Namian, Lua, Metong Sin, Mikpi, Teso, Kanye, Queen Shiba, Tinny Sanki, David, I'm not sure. So the, that you fully trust, you know, the this maybe this or that you fully trust into. So this due to the blessings of Guru, due to your strong devotion, see, Buddha, and strong, strong continual, intense purification and quite merits, the seven in practice. Practice prostration, so this thing, or you know, the obeying the guru, serving the guru. However, so these so strong purification together. See, so then with the one or two at that time. on your mind, so, you know, ready, ripen to see, I think, to experience, get experience then with one or two words. You see, with one or two words, just clicks your mind, clicks. Normally, you see, you start words all the time. Say every day, but it doesn't. This is like a rock. Say your mind like rock. You know, this doesn't click. You see, because due to having the calm and the calm and, you know, things like that, you see. So become mind but rock. That, you know, so it doesn't understand what it means, the real meaning of that. Even though intellectually you say, even though intellectually this and that, but actually the way you think, totally, the way you believe, is total opposite. Your belief is the you know, the gakcha. Your belief is the, what you believe, you know, the inherent existence, the existing by nature, you see, the example of the I. So, there should be I which exists from inside. You see, there's something existing from inside, should be there. They should have, like the umma, as like the person, like the so say umma from Cuba. Person class the or as umma from Cuba. Say, not Francis, sorry, I must say umma. So thank you. Philosophy, the philosophy of belief cannot be, you know, existing merely in the mind. There should be something from inside. See, you know, if it exists, it should have something. So you are told to believe in that. Even though through studies, you know, the text, you keep and say, you know, but from text, see, aim to truly extend all that, you know. Rangshini Mepa, you see, it doesn't exist by nature, all that, you see. So, even though, you know, you say all these things, but your heart, your belief, is totally opposite to what you say. So, totally, your belief, your heart, and what you say. And even though, what the scripture says, even though your words are correct, but the way you think, you know, on towards the gakcha, is believing that's true. You see. But then this day, through the blessing guru internet in your heart, then you see even one or two words. So it's like you see guru's teachings or some teachings, like, you know, say eye on the eye or the say eye on the eye, or vase on the vase, like the brockets, bright brockets around Tanga. You see the blue on the blue. You know, like that. How you say some expression like that is in teaching. So, one or two words, just clicks your mind. Then, that, oh, then you say, oh. Oh, this is what is gakcha, object to be repeated, you see. You know, so, which is always there, you know. It's not that it didn't exist before, now only came, not like that. It's always there, but you didn't recognize, because you've been believing that has to be this way. Yeah, 100%. It's your mind like rock. You see, so now here, yeah. Then I say, this is gakcha. Oh, so then you see, you're able to identify from the words, the teaching, to the words. Yeah, it's like picture, you know, a mirror, a picture. You're able to identify. See the person. Then. Then we go test your kind of question, but the Sunday day will not show. So then you see that even holding, that even holding, no question, 100% it, you know, this I. Not only from this morning, not only from birth, from beginning's rebirth. So from beginning's rebirth, you know, believing, in trusting this. Full trust this. So, then at that time, after recognizing, oh, this is Gaksha, observation of beauty, you see, this real I, which we, everyday life, we say real I. Everyday life, we say real I. That's Gaksha. So whenever we talk, you know, real I, real me, see, that concept of the root of samsara, and that view of that, the real I. So, somebody when presses, you see, oh, he said, oh, he said this to me, you know. I said, yeah, something very, something real I, kind of strong, like balloon. It's like you blow the balloon, rubber balloon, you know. I say, somebody praise you, you know, the I, and somebody is talk about your mistake, somebody accused you. Somebody accused you, you see, especially, you know. Or if you did things, mistakes, somebody will tell you also. Anyway, again, this emotional eye in the Western science, Western psychological term, emotional eye. So in Tibetan, in the philosophical text, you see, the gaksha, object of the eye existing by nature, existing from inside, you see. So this, I first recognize this is what gaksha. You know, you see, some idea, some not completely realize it's total nonsense. But but gaksha, this is the behind this. Oh, this is what, you know, the hallucination. You see, the next minute. Then, of the eating dependent rising, however, then it can't exist by itself. I say, by reason, see, it's like, from long distance, you see, there's a person, a person, well, not time. You know, there's some bush there, but it's just bush, some pub. You say person, you see. So then you come with a light, flashlight, and maybe there's a person, you know, at your door or something. Anyway, there's a person there. So you put, if we come nearby, you put a light. You know, the person is, it doesn't go anywhere. The person that you thought of, the appeared person and believed it person, you see. Oh, no, doesn't go anywhere, but it's. But it's dissolved, I say, doesn't go anywhere. But you discover it doesn't exist there. From where it disappeared, it doesn't exist there. So similar, like in the used in the text, that in the road, in the dusk time, the robe, the way it's curled, you know, like snake, and the shape, the colors, and the maybe some spot on the robe. There's some round, I mean, there's some, you know, design. So the way, so the dusk time, not clear. So first your mind, because it looks like that. So then your mind labels snake. And but you believe in that. As you label, you believe. Then appeared a snake, see. Appeared a snake. Then you see a snake. Then you see that as a snake. So then fear, you see, so there's a whole evolution, you see, the attacks, you see, until you see that snake, see. So then fear rises, you know, or fear rises to, or want to hit stone or something, you see, which is not there, snake which doesn't exist anyway. So like that, there's a quotation from Fifth Dalai Lama, very, very good one stanza, very good for meditation, daily life meditation. Also, by using this example, practice mindfulness on the Gangcha observer. What is hallucination? Practicing that is hallucination, that which is hallucination. So, using example there, Timu mumba tuve maruna. Lusem tatar tive nangula. That's what I remember. That's what I remember. So obstacle the fourth one is tungosmji tungosmji nawa chienkor tungosmji nawa chienkor. But the third one I don't remember. The meaning is that labeling, snake, and then believe, that, and then same thing, label I, I, there was appear to true action, didn't believe in that, So that doesn't mean that better than the words anyway. So here, darkness, using example, the mind is ignorant, darkness, the ignorance. So in Marumnas, in the midst of that, as I described before, the rope like that, the way it's curled like snake, designed like snake. So Lula, that's in the mind, is a label snake, and then label snake, then appear. Believe that, and then appear snake, there's a snake. Then see a snake. So there's all this mental propagation, all the creation, your species thought, So you made up all this. Then fear, because that and fear rises. So the aggregates, the ignorance, the mind so, the mind said, we see the aggregates, then you see merely imputed eye, with the belief, then right after that second, and then the negative imprint, the negative imprint left on the melanocortin by the ignorance, decorate this hallucination, inherently existence. You see, right after the mere imputation, on that, then the inherently, the projection, the inherent existence decorated on that by the negative imprint, left by the ignorance. So, in other words, projected there. So that's why when the eye appeared back, next second, when the eye appeared back, first imputation, then the See, when the eye appears, what is imputed by your mind, meaning when it appears back, it appeared back. it should appear not merely imputed by mind, but it appeared back. Truly existent, something a real I. Reality is what is merely imputed by mind, but when it appeared back, so it appeared back. Totally something else, totally false eye, totally false, not merely but my mind, existing from a small side by its nature, so that inherently. So then your mind, and then hold on to that, in trust in that. Believe, hold on that, you say, it's true. Or this 100% true. So at that time, then we create the root of samsara, root of all the delusion and karma, and all the sufferings, and all the sufferings rebirth, human suffering, for example, human suffering, rebirth, all the ages, sicknesses, and death, unable to find desirable object, if one found, could not find satisfaction, and fear of separation after one met, after one found, all those relationship problems, all those all oceans of human beings' problems, all this, what we see in the world, what we ourselves have gone through, and the root of all that, and that's the root of the fear. Why we have fear? Where the fear came from? Where the depression came from? Also all that. So low esteem or low in the West. There's a big thing about low esteem. Low esteem. Not low esteem in the pot. Not low esteem in the pot. Not low esteem in the past, but low esteem anyway. they've been the root of oceans of hell being suffering. They say, in eight cold measures, have the six neighborhood suffering, the ordinary suffering, so health suffering, so all those health. Then they say, further beings, heavy suffering, hunger, thirst, exhaustions, and the disappointment, and three types of obscurations. They say, obscure, blocked by the karmic guardians, even they see the food, but blocked by them, or then the food, disappeared when you're there, even you saw drink food before, but when you arrive there, finally, you're not there, or it's filled with junk. Past blood and garbage. So, then the next thing is you can't. Mouth is so tiny, like a eye of the needle. So couldn't go through. And so tiny, even went inside. But then there's knots, to the knots can't go. At least even went inside, it caused flames in the body. So the heavy suffering of hunger, that's the root of all that. So then all the animal sufferings that we see in TV, the animal and the animal program, all the sufferings, unbelievable. So that we ourselves have gone through this numberless times. What we see in TV, also animal program, natural, we have gone through this numberous times, and then still in the future, if you didn't get liberated from samsara, so if you're unable to eliminate this root of samsara in ignorance, root of all that, this concept of still grasping the person, and the aggregates, as I put it, the Lama mentioned, the belief in the snake or the fear. So believing that the real I there, real I there in this body or in this, I guess, higher. So then there's then all this there, all this fear, that there's all this fear, what's going to happen to me, my happiness. you know, day and night, all the time, my happiness, my happiness, my happiness. Something's going to happen to this eye, you know, all the worry, fear, relationship problems, you know, the friend separating away from you, or, you know, constant fear of this, and from this eye, you see, from this eye, which is not there, you know, which is not there. So, you see, our friend going to separate from this, separate from me, so which is not there, you see. Can't find this body, doesn't exist on this eye, gets, so that's real eye, you see, you know, there. So all those unbelief, all the worry, fear, and expectations for this expectation for this eye was not there. Whole life expectation. You know, all it is so many, you see, to try and see expectations to have. So, all the worry, fear, you see, that this eye is going to get sick, you know, the blindness of exercise, you know. Brings of exercise, you know, this eye is going to sick if it's not there. You know, that the real eye is not there. So, brings of exercise, the checking, you know, ahead of time, check, you know, ahead of time, you see. But, you know, prevention, see. However, you see, all this, then if somebody, you see, if somebody did something wrong to you, or you think that somebody did wrong to you, and then sue those people, sue those other sentient beings, you know, for this eye, because that person did something harm to me, you know, which is not there at all. Then you sue back. Believing that such eye, then you sue back. And you then you kill and then for the happiness eye, to protect this eye, then you kill the enemy, you see, till life, you see, to save, and then however, all this, you know, still anger, stress, all this negative karma on others. So, if you have influence power, then you see, kill, so believing that there's such eye, you see, there, you know, then kill for the happiness of this eye, to get power, repetition of this eye, then kill many millions of people, you see, but which is not there. Oh, so lives kept unbelievably busy day and night for the happiness for this eye which is not there. Can't find. If you look for, can't find. On this eye, guess, the real eye, nowhere it exists. But so when you don't examine, so it looks like that. And so have whole life kept busy, you know, to achieve happiness for this eye, which is not there. You know, for that, in order to achieve that happiness, you do anything for, if you have to harm sentient beings, what, you see, all that, think some new karma. So all this due to this wrong concept, you see. So it's a Gyatso Tongmen Sangpo explained in this teaching. So, Tongyi, so, Chun, Dembarame, so, Chikme, Jang. You say you talk, you see, you make big thing, you know, you announce, you say, no phenomena has true existence. You know, you make big thing, you see. But then in the daily life, when somebody accuses you, but in daily life, in the daily life, yeah, that was. Again, I don't that come out. In the daylight, when somebody prays you, liberally prays you, liberally criticizes you, affect your mind, ups and downs. But that's the meaning, I didn't remember the word. Mm-hmm. So somebody liberally prays, so excited, you know, up. Then somebody liberally criticizes, down. So, the last word is very important, but I don't remember. So it means even you talk so much, you know, so pretty much not really all this, but then somebody did like somebody press a little bit to then you're either like and dislike, you know, up and down, you say effect. So it means your heart is far, your up means trust them to them in other words. 춘이 덴바라메체 춘 덴바라메체 생명이 또메 잡나 가다민가제 아 저는 초점 두어 so they are saying so your heart is far from the emptiness you are you know your heart we talk so much in but your heart is far not even slightest you know not even slightest of feeling or emptiness in that time you see you know? I say so that my memory is so bad that someday Uma children also the first Uma the emptiness you see they not even slightest you know children told us even that time there's not even slightest of how sad the feeling of the emptiness you know there's no connection to the emptiness, you know, the heart is far from that. So what it means is, so what a person has realized emptiness not, what I mean, really, you know, really they like them, you see. Then when somebody so criticize you, you know, press you, at that time you can see what they, you know, so up, so and down, say, like and dislike, all these effect, the very badly affecting to the mind, to the, you see, emotional mind, you see, like that. So anyway, so even the I, what exists is what's the meaning of the mind, relating to these ideas, valid based ideas. But even that you look for, even that, if you look for, can't find. You can find, but can't find. On this valid base, I guess, can't find if you look for even that. So, Kiri Tsechen Rinpoche explained that, Kepa Nangi She, so the wise ones, learned ones, the two ways of saying, one is, it exists on the aggregates, it exists in the mere name, it exists merely, merely labeled, on the aggregates, or one, some learned ones, you know, it exists in my name on the aggregates, and some learn it, and they don't accept that. But I find much more comfortable the that one, second one. So anyway. So what I was trying to come back, so the, you know, while there's no self, I say, well, there's not that real I. And in a very gross way, you know, somewhere in the chest, you know, above the belly, down below the neck, somewhere, you know, not in the feet, toes, not in the fingers, not in the nose, you see, but somewhere there, the natural, you see, how we normally think is somewhere there. But you look for that. Probably that could be extremely gross way. it's a gross one. But however, that on this I guess, that is I appearing to you, not merely labeled by mind, that's extremely subtle, hallucinations or the object repeated. Yeah, so there. So the wrong concept, as a wild life, things, strong people, possession, all these things, as well as they're permanent, while they're impermanent, then, but even permanence, you see. That's basis of much of our problem in the life, nothing impermanent, you see. That death can happen in a day, any moment, you see, the reality. The other one is some sort of pleasure, which is only through suffering, but believing it's a real happiness. So, huge, that's a basis of attachment. And then, a big hallucination that being attached to that caused samsara, so, continuously suffered samsara. So, the huge mistake is this suffering in the life. The other one, then, so huge delusion, hallucination, delusional. And then they say, the body is totally containable of dirty things, then Well, I think it clean, pure. I say, then I can attach my life to them. Like that. So again, that's huge hallucination, and that's the basis of so much of our problems in the life, all the relationship problems, all the package of relationship problems that you experience one after another, you know, life goes like that, one after another, because of that attachment, you know, thing that's clean, pure. thinking opposite, which is the wrong concept, you see. So thinking dirty doesn't, it helps overcome attachment, package of relationship problems, you know, one after another, doesn't happen. So attachment doesn't last. So by thinking the opposite, to the reality, this clean, beautiful something, you know, so then that, so attachment then cheats, then suffer for many years. Then when you lose, when you hurt, when you lose the object of attachment, that you see, on the left you, you lose and died or left you, then the hurt is a whole your life, is a hurt that doesn't get healed. If you practice this, what Buddha explained, the reality of these things, you know, the dirt is dirt, you know, all that's impermanent, you know, all that, and the empty of all the, the no self, the real I, in the sense, existing from inside. So while there's no such thing, while the I is empty of that real I, then you see no problem. Then you see unbelievable peace in the life. All these problems where we need to go to psychotherapist or the mental hospital, or all these medicines have to take, or have all these doesn't need. So you don't create a root of samsara. You know, because you don't hold it. Hold the I as truly existent. So you don't hold it. So you don't create the root of samsara. So you see, so that is amazing. So you don't create constant root of samsara, and that way, see. Otherwise, you create constant root of samsara. See, and by holding this is true, you know. So what Buddha explained, this reality, it's just talking about, it's not a religion, it's just, how to say, it's just a reality of phenomena. Buddha is saying to think of them, to think of the nature. You see, it's kind of universal. Buddhist philosophy is universal, you see. So but if you don't think the universal or the reality, you know, what they are, if you don't think that, then if you put your hallucinations, all the things. So this is how we suffer all the problems and our future. That we're unable to achieve liberation from suffering, So yeah, I was talking about superstition before, so I think that's how it came here. I was talking about superstition, which they believe it doesn't exist. So that's brought this topic, you see. But I think it's important meditation, very important psychology, this one. So to bring peace in your heart, cut your problems, and at least for yourself, you know, peace when your mind is, so down, depressed, you know, can't do anything, so the extremely useful to maintain this. So however, sorry, I got carried away. Again, I got carried away. my bad habit. So, going back to how to. So what I was saying back, going back, heightening of, so the one benefit is that they're able to practice morality when you put upon to the merit field, you see, starts to escape, even visualize, you see. So one benefit is that one able to practice morality. So they start saying heightening. So by having refuge, by having refuge. So I was talking about what means higher training. Higher means by having refuge. Higher training of morality, higher training of concentration, higher training of the insight. You know. So that's higher training is by having refuge. So it becomes special. Becomes special. Practicing the not telling lie or not stealing or not killing. So in the Christianity, you know, some of these they practice. I don't know how vast, you know, what they cover also maybe not. But there's some they have a commitment, 10 commitments, there's something like that. But that is done. But by practicing that morality, they can achieve higher birth, not liberation from samsara, enlightenment, nowhere. But they can achieve higher birth. So achieving higher birth not necessarily has to be Buddhist. So the priest, those who engage in this 10 commandments, to abiding the vow, not killing, not stealing, support, you see. So they can achieve higher birth. It's a good karma, so they can achieve higher birth. But it's not Buddhism, because there's no refuge in the heart. So the useful fear, that's why I'm talking, useful fear, to samsara, you know, the Lord and suffering, so how that nature of suffering. Then faith to Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, that they have quality power and reliance, the mental factor that reliance on Deen, so that's the refuge. So by having refuge, then the practice morality that become Buddhism. Making offerings, so living the vow and so on, then they become Buddhism. Otherwise, if there's no refuge, then there doesn't become Buddhism in the heart. So without a higher training of morality, then there's no higher training of the concentration. Then without that, there's no higher training of the great insight. Without that, then you can't achieve exalted path wisdom directly preceding emptiness, which is directly sees the defilements. You can't achieve that. That means you can't achieve total liberation from whole entire sovereign causes of samsara. See, like that. So no question about the enlightenment. So therefore, when we put them together, then it calls to achieve the Arya path, exalted path, which I mentioned now. Then they calls to achieve enlightenment. So the 8 benefits, roughly like that. This introduction for the initiation, introduction for the Gaudiya Sutra, introduction for the initiation. Okay. And especially part of renunciation, so basis of bodhicitta, basis of compassion, the reason to generate compassion to others in living, so that, so maybe,